We begin with today's celebrity lawsuits.
Well,
good morning, Dean.
We don't have one. We have several lawsuits for you today. Let's start off with the lawsuit that was filed, actually a cease and desist order that was filed by the producers of the Broadway show Hamilton. A church in Texas a couple of weeks ago put on a production of Hamilton without authorization, without permission. You got to get stuff like that when you're using other people's materials. But this Door Christian Fellowship McAllen Church performed their own version of the show. They changed the lyrics. They added dialogue. They included a sermon about homosexuality, none of which is in the show. They got a big cease and desist order from the producers. And now the head pastor of the church is apologizing to Lin-Manuel Miranda and to other writers and producers, and he has agreed to destroy all video and images of that production. The church was also ordered to pay an undisclosed amount in damages to the show's producers, and those producers said that they will donate that money to a Texas LGBTQ social group. Taylor Swift is also in our lawsuit filed this morning. She's got another lawsuit claiming that she copied somebody else's work. This time it's because of the companion book that came out with her 2019 album called Lover. There's an author named Teresa LaDart who claims that the book is similar to her self-published book of poetry. LaDart says that the vibe and the design are too similar to be a coincidence. No comment from Taylor Swift on this, but Taylor is also being sued, claiming that she stole the lyric, "Player's Gonna Play, Hater's Gonna Hate," from her song Shake It Off. So she's got double lawsuits going on right now.
And also there's an issue with Paul Newman and his company and the Paul Newman Foundation. What's that all about?
Yes, this is lawsuit number three to tell you about if you're keeping track. Two of Paul Newman's daughters are suing the Paul Newman Foundation. Susan Kendall and Nell Newman claim that the Newman's own foundation is supposed to give each of their foundations $400,000 every year. And the lawsuit is claiming that those payments were cut in half over the past several years. Now, Newman's own put out a statement saying it's a meritless lawsuit based on a faulty wish that would only divert money from those who would actually benefit from Paul Newman's generosity. So this is going to go on for a while. Paul Newman started this foundation, and all the money for this foundation is, you know, comes from his salad dressings, his sauces, his salsas, you know, all of his wonderful food products that are out there.
That's the Daily Lawsuit Report. Now the Daily Nick Cannon New Baby Report.
Yes, we really could do this pretty much every day, it seems like. It was just announced in a video by Nick Cannon that he is about to be a father for the 10th time. This time it is with ex-girlfriend Brittany Bell. They announced in the video that she is in her third trimester. And if you're keeping track, I should do this like the ballpark announcer. If you're keeping track, baby number nine is due in October. Baby number eight just came last month. So I'm going to say Nick Cannon needs to find a couple of other hobbies.
And now the celebrity divorce report of the day.
Oh, poor Sylvester Stallone. We don't want to think of our Rocky this way. So he's in Oklahoma. He's working on a new series and is served with divorce papers while he's doing this, completely blindsided, when his wife of 25 years, Jennifer Flavin, filed for divorce. She said that Stallone engaged in the intentional dissipation, depletion, and or waste of marital assets. And she is demanding that Stallone be prohibited from selling or transferring any assets during the divorce proceedings. TMZ this morning is reporting that the couple got in a fight over a new dog in the house. And that's what led to some of the problems in this house. But the former Rocky star says, I love my family. We're amicably and privately addressing all of these personal issues. What's interesting is that 3 months ago, almost to the day, Jennifer Flavin posted on Instagram the following message. Our marriage keeps getting better every year. I can't wait to spend the rest of our lives together.
That's a sure sign of a breakup. When
yeah,
you see
she
that.
She was asking for it. She jinxed the whole thing. Right?
We'll get to what happened last night at the Billy Joel concert in New York. And more with Dean.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards. And not so long ago, you talked with Idris Elba. And recently, you talked to some co-stars. Was that it?
Yeah. In his new movie that's called Beast, he plays the widowed father of two young daughters. And he takes them back to South Africa to the small village where his late wife was from, so they can get in kind of in touch, you know, with the mother's roots. And then the lion attacks and is, you know, eating everybody. But
of course,
these two young actresses in the movie who play the daughters are Ayanna Halley and Leah Jeffries, both very talented and very. Novice actors. So the idea of working with Idris Elba was pretty exciting to both of them, as I found out.
It was the best thing ever. And Idris is somebody that everybody in my household watches. Like, my mom even has a blanket with his face on it. That's how much,
wow,
like, my family loves him. So when I found out that I booked the part, I didn't know what to fully expect from him. But then he turned out to be super humble and funny and down to earth to make the experience even more special than it was.
Leah, you know, I was going to ask you the same question, but first, do you have a blanket with Idris's face on it? Because I want to know where you even get one of those things.
I don't even know how to print people's faces on blankets, so I don't, though, but all I know is that I have memories of him in my head and all the good times, and that's really all I need to remember him.
Yeah, so Bob, the good news is, I looked it up. I did extensive research on this and found that Idris Elba blankets are quite readily available.
Oh, good.
On the internet. If you just go and Google Idris Elba blankets, it'll bring up several sites where you can purchase a blanket with his head or, you know, whole body, mostly without a shirt.
Christmas gifts.
It's not too early to start your Christmas shopping with one of these lovely Idris Elba blankets. This movie, Beast, by the way, is in theaters now.
Pretty good show in New York with Billy Joel. Talk about what happened there.
Yeah, Billy Joel, you know, has been doing this residency at Madison Square Garden. Last night he did... his 82nd consecutive sold-out show at Madison Square Garden, which would be like, you know, the United Center or something. It's unbelievable. People love coming to see Billy Joel, and he had a special guest at the show with him last night, a three-time Grammy winner, Olivia Rodrigo, who is just one of the hottest pop singers out there these days. Ask your kids or grandkids, and she got on stage, and she sang along with the Piano Man.
Still a great song.
Still a great song. And Olivia Rodrigo killed it. She did a fantastic job. Billy Joel got up from the piano and sang along with her. She sang one of her songs, and then they sang Uptown Girl together. But here's the part that'll make you disgusted. Olivia Rodrigo is 19 years old.
Wow.
That means that this the song Uptown Girl was released 20 years before she was even born.
Oh, yeah.
She says that Billy Joel is a big influence on her because of his performing and songwriting. She was a huge fan, and she got a big kick out of being on stage with Billy Joel.
Dean, do you remember the strange guest lineup that Irv Kupcinet used to have on Cup Show with all the varied...
sure, the lively art of conversation with the Irv Kupcinet, where he would have like Alice Cooper, Carol Channing...
And Albert Einstein.
And Albert Einstein on the show.
Well, I was thinking about that because listen to this. Coming up here in the next 45 minutes, Dr. Anthony Fauci and Pat Hughes.
Oh, perfect. So, that's perfect.
So, tribute to Cup Show here.
Yeah, if you could get like Minnie Pearl or something in the middle of all that, that would be even better.
Well,
but
we'll work on that.
That's a pretty eclectic lineup you've got coming up.
Thank you. Talk to you tomorrow.